So the epistle for the first Sunday of Lent is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Brethren, we do exhort you that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, and the day of salvation have I helped thee. Behold, now is the acceptable time, behold, now is the day of salvation. Giving no offense to any man, that our ministry be not blamed, but in all things let us exhibit ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in tribulation, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in prisons, in seditions, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, in chastity, in knowledge, in long-suffering, in sweetness in the Holy Ghost, in charity unfeigned, in the word of truth, in the power of God, by the armor of justice on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good reports, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet known, as dying and behold we live, as chastised and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as needy yet enriching many, as having nothing and possessing all things. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 4. At that time Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards he was hungry. And the tempter coming said to him, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Who answered and said, It is written, Not in bread alone doth man live, but in every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him up into the holy city, and set him upon the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He hath given his angels charge over thee. In their hands shall they bear thee up, lest perhaps thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again the devil took him up into a very high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and said to him, All these will I give thee, if, falling down, thou wilt adore me. Then Jesus said to him, Begone, Satan, for it is written, The Lord thy God shalt thou adore, and him alone shalt thou serve. And the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. Please be seated. This is the acceptable time. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So now we prepare for Easter. It begins in earnest. We have come to the first Sunday of Lent. And so from that, when we had started with Quinquagesima Sunday, our eyes were opened in the fact that the end of the way of suffering, there will be the light of the resurrection. And so from that, we must walk on the path that our Lord gave to us, the sufferings that our Lord would undergo for all of us. It is a path that we must also follow. The sufferings that will be good for the salvation of our soul. And by following our Lord on this way, it also gives to us that his life may grow into in our own souls. And so the liturgy marks out how the church has to travel for these days to come. That this time period of Lent is a time period of purification. And from that, we look in the Mass today, and we are called to being complete Christians, followers of our Lord, followers of Christ. And so we are called to that. And so from that calling, it requires from us to take this task seriously. And one of the things that is brought to our contemplation are the temptations of our Lord, brought out in the Gospel. Through these temptations, our Lord shows to us of how we are overcome the temptations that maybe the devil will bring to us, the temptations of this world, the temptations that are all around us. And so through that, it helps us to understand that not only do we have to, through our sufferings and trials, fight the exterior battles, but at times it will also be the interior battles that we have to fight. These inner temptations, the struggles that we undergo, but granted, it is not that people can see, you know, through our penances or our sacrifices sometimes, yes, people may see what we're doing, sacrificing not eating breakfast or just having a little at dinner or different things. These are the exterior things. But interior, a lot of times, no one will see that. No one will see the battle that we're undergoing. But then also from that, no one will see also the falls that we make. And so therefore, it is up to us in looking at this gospel account especially, of understanding then the battles that we must undergo. The temptations, yes, that will be out there. It's been written by many spiritual authors that all of us will have to undergo temptations. It is a part of our life. It is a part of being tried. But then from that trial, we will see whether we progress or not. Progress in the spiritual life. And so our Lord shows to us the battles that we will undergo, but then also how to become victorious. And that is something that we must understand, that at times we will come face to face with temptations. We recognize it for what it is. We cast it away from us, and then we move on. Because we cannot be foolish enough to think that we will not have to undergo temptations. We're thinking that we can try to avoid them at all costs. Granted, we must try to avoid temptations. But still, they will come. They will come, and through the grace of God, we will overcome them. And that is the understanding that we have. It is through the grace of God that we will be able to conquer them. Because that is what our Lord shows to us in these temptations that he underwent. His victory over the tempter, over Satan, it shows to us the path that we must take, but it contains also the victory and guarantees how we will overcome the temptations of life. And that is a consolation that we take from that. But it is also a model for us to follow. Because as I mentioned, we are meant to become, perfect Christians. We are meant to become followers of Christ. This completeness that is necessary for us. And this is presented to us at the first of Lent. As I mentioned with the three Sundays previous, it was our preparation for Lent, a preparation to understand what we will have to undergo, what we will have to suffer, but then also relying on the fact of the grace of God, that it is not through our own strength. And that is something that our Lord even repeats, even though he is God, he still repeats it for our own benefit, of talking how we must not tempt God. That we have to rely upon the grace of God to overcome temptation. And it is foolish to think that we have our own strength to fight that. It is foolish for us to think that through these things, okay, well, I can fight this. I can overcome this. I can beat this. Well, no, it is through the grace of God. And yes, that's also where comes the understanding and the realization for us of the things we must deny ourselves. I mean, I'd mentioned last Sunday that Lent is not just about denying ourselves. It is also to add on. To add on to the things to help our soul. To benefit our soul. The benedictions, the stations of the cross, going to confession more frequently, the receiving of the sacraments. Because again, we have to be reminded of the fact that it is God's grace that will help us to overcome these things. Not through our own strength. None of us are able to do that. And so that's why our Lord shows to us in these three temptations that it is through Almighty God that we fight these and we overcome these. It is through God's grace. And so that is why then he is victorious with us and helps us to see that. And so Lent and Easter, they abound together. Lent being a time of pardon because it leads then to the glorious feast of Easter. And so, yes, this purification, this time of pardon for us, it is asked for forgiveness. I mean, that is the true benefit of Lent. I'd mentioned to some of the students in their day of recollection that Shrove Tuesday, the whole meaning behind that, a lot of times we hear a Fat Tuesday. That's Mardi Gras. But Shrove Tuesday is this understanding to confess, to receive absolution for our sins, to head into Lent with that spirit. And that is maybe something, maybe you've heard before that terminology. It is something that is familiar to Catholics. Shrove Tuesday. To confess, to lead into Lent with that spirit. Because then through Lent, when we have that benefit of a good confession, to start off that way, in preparing ourselves, it's completely opposite of the world's idea of Fat Tuesday. Party and sin, and that's all they think about. For those that even recognize the fact that Ash Wednesday is the next day, but most people don't even recognize that. They don't even understand that. And so for them, it's just an opportunity to party. But for us, it is an opportunity to understand the obligations that we will have then for the next 46 days. And that is why the encouragement is to sacrifice and to give up or to add on things that will benefit the soul, that will change you, strengthen you, help you. All of these things that we must try to understand. And so that is why Lent and Easter, yes, they are so bound together. A time of pardon leads into the resurrection and the graces that are received from that. Because if you remember with Septuagesima Sunday, was this idea in the meditation on the glory of paradise, but then also the loss of it, of how quickly we can lose it. But still keeping that in that understanding that that is what we are working toward. That is what we are striving for. And so it's held out to us even at that time. That understanding of knowing that this is what we're striving for. And so that was Quinquagesima Sunday. So yes, we go through the three Sundays, through these 3 weeks of a preparation for us. And so then we come Ash Wednesday. Again, we see kind of this understanding that the gates of heaven will be open for us. As long as we understand how to get toward that, how we strive toward that. And then for today, we see that paradise is shining behind the desert. But it is through the desert that we see that our Lord underwent, to help us to understand, the necessity of Lent. This desert is also where the church is too. The church is suffering, and that's where we have the understanding that the church must also undergo the passion of our Lord. The sufferings that it must undergo, the church too must undergo that. Because it is the bride of our Lord. And so that is where the struggle is for all of us. The struggle in the desert. This idea of the temptations. But our Lord also showed to us the separation from the world of going out into the desert. The separation that we must have from this world around us because of the temptations that are there. And so these are the things that we must try to contemplate on this first Sunday. Yes, Lent has just begun for us. But we can't look at it in terms of, gosh, there's, you know, another 40 days or whatever it is. We must try to look at it in terms of these are these 40 days of opportunity now that are left for us to try to purify our soul, to make sure that our soul is then pleasing for Almighty God, for this glorious feast of Easter. That is what we must try to take and look at in terms of this time period. Not to be discouraged about the amount of days that are left, but to look at it in terms of it's an opportunity for us to purify the soul. Because that is what Lent is for. That is why we have this time period, to purify the soul. And as I say, with Shrove Tuesday, the understanding of preparing by a good confession, of to confess and to receive absolution, to be absolved from the sins that we have committed so that we can take this opportunity to grow in the spiritual life. And so that's when we see what the understanding, what the church gives to us of the complete Christian. This complete idea and understanding of what it means to be a follower of Christ. To follow the path that our Lord took. A way of suffering, yes. But it gives us the understanding of where the path leads for us. And so truly, take this opportunity. And as I say, by contemplating and thinking about your penances that you're taking on, are they good for your soul? Will they help your soul? Will they purify you? Those are the things that we must try to contemplate and think about. That is what the church gives to us to think about. That is what the church helps us to understand. And yes, she also gives to us in this first Sunday the whole understanding of the temptations. Be prepared at what you're going into. I mean, as a good mother, she warns her children, okay, be prepared, you're going to be tempted. But work with the grace of God. Understand that the grace of God will help you through that time period and lead you to the end. And lead you to the glory of the resurrection. So that is why St. Paul refers to that this is the acceptable time. This is the time that we must take right now. We must accept that. We must understand that. And so pray for these graces. Pray for this understanding that, yes, we accept the graces of God right now. That is why St. Paul reminds us, don't receive the graces of God in vain. Don't waste it. Too often, many of us, we waste God's grace. We receive them in vain. They don't do anything for our soul. They don't change us one bit. And so he's telling us this is the acceptable time because this is the time of our salvation. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.